M13 recording length 20 minutes and 25 seconds. This recording was created using www.spokentext.net. Messier 13 Globular Cluster M13, NGC 6205, Class B, in Hercules Globular Cluster M13.jpg, right ascension 16, 41.7, H:M, declination plus 36, 28, Deg:M, distance 25.1, Cli, visual brightness 5.8, Mag, apparent dimension 20.0, Arc Min, discovered by Edmund Halley in 1714, Messier 13, Million 13, NGC 6205, also called the Great Globular Cluster in Hercules, as one of the most prominent and best-known globulars of the Northern Celestial Hemisphere. It was discovered by Edmund Halley in 1714, who noted that it shows itself to the naked eye when the sky is serene and the moon absent. According to Charles Messier, who catalogued it on June 1, 1764, it is also reported in John Bevis' English Celestial Atlas, at its distance of 25,100 light-years. Its angular diameter of 20 corresponds to a linear 145 light-years. Visually, it is perhaps 13 large. It contains several 100,000 stars. Timothy Ferris in his book Galaxies even says more than a million. Towards its center, stars are about 500 times more concentrated than in the solar neighborhood. The age of M13 has been determined by Sandage's 24 billion years and by ARPA's 17 billion years around 1960. ARP later, in 1962, revised his value to 14 billion years, taken from Kenneth Glenn Jones. According to Kenneth Glenn Jones, M13 is peculiar in containing one young blue star, Barnard number 29, of spectral type B2. The membership of this star was confirmed by radial velocity measurement, and is strange for such an old cluster. Apparently it is a captured field star. Observers note four apparently star poor regions in M13, e.g., Malas. Suggestions of them can be noted in some photos. Globular cluster M13 was selected in 1974 as target for one of the first radio messages addressed to possible extraterrestrial intelligent races, and sent by the Big Radio Telescope of the Arecibo Observatory. Nearby, about 40 arc minutes northeast of M13, is the faint Mag-11 galaxy NGC 6207, visible in many large and medium-sized field photographs of M13, e.g., in the DSSM image. This galaxy has recently produced a Type II supernova, SN2004A. Messier 13 observations and descriptions discovered by Edmund Halley in 1714. Messier, M13, June 1, 1764 1316 H33 meters 15s, 248 D18, 48, plus 36 D54, 44, a nebula without a star, discovered in the belt of Hercules. It is round and brilliant. The center is more brilliant than the edges. One perceives it with a telescope of 1 foot Florida. It is near two stars, both of eighth magnitude, the one above and the other below it. The nebula's position was determined by comparison with Epsilon Herculi. M. Messier has reported it on the chart of comet of 1779, which was included in the volume of the Academy of that year. Seen by Halley in 1714, seen again January 5 and 30, 1781, it is reported in the English Celestial Atlas, Diom. 6, Membacid for 1771. P 441, first Messier catalog, in the night of June 1 to 2, 1764, I have discovered a nebula in the girdle of Hercules, of which I am sure it doesn't contain any star. Having examined it with a Newtonian telescope of 4.5 feet Florida, which magnified 60 times, it is round, beautiful and brilliant, the center brighter than the borders. One perceives it with an ordinary non-achromatic refractor of 1 foot Florida. It may have a diameter of 3 minutes of arc. It is accompanied by two stars, the one and the other of the ninth magnitude, situated, the one above and the other below the nebula, and little distant. I have determined its position at its passage of the meridian, and compared with the star Epsilon Herculi. Its right ascension has been concluded to be 248 D18, 48, and its declination 36 D54, 44, north. It is reported in the Philosophical Transactions, No. 347, page 390, that Mr. Halley discovered by hazard that nebula in 1714. It is, he says, almost on a straight line with Zeta and Eta according to Bayer, a bit closer to the star Zeta than to Eta, and when comparing its situation between the stars, its place is rather close to Scorpius 26 D½ with 57 degrees northern ecliptical latitude. It is nothing but a small patch, but one sees it well without a telescope when the weather is fine, and if there is no light of the moon. P. 455, 1764. June 1, Ra. 248.18.48, Dec. 36.54.44.B. Diom. 03, Nebula without stars, in the girdle of Hercules, at 2 degrees below the star Eta of that constellation. Halley, number 6, Nebula in Hercules the 6th and last was accidentally hit upon by M.E.D.M. Halley in the constellation of Hercules, in the year 1714. It is nearly in a right line with Zeta and Eta of Bayer, somewhat nearer to Zeta than to Eta, and by comparing its situation among the stars, its place is sufficiently near in Scorpio, 26 deg½ with 57 deg 00, north, lat. This is but a little patch, but it shews itself to the naked eye, when the sky is serene and the moon absent. De Chaso, De Ch. Number 21, I haven't yet found that in Hercules, which was discovered by M. Halley. I strongly wish that the astronomers at Paris would like to indicate me its place. Bode, Bode 30, a rather vivid nebula, on September 9, 1774, with a 7-foot telescope, I found a very distinguishable nebulous star in Hercules between Eta and Zeta, which shows up as a rather vivid and round nebulous patch, which has a bright nucleus in its center. Actually, it is situated between two small stars, and is separated from the northern one by 17.25, and from the southern one by 16.75, as the third figure shows. From the star Zeta, I find with the heliometer a separation of 4 deg 59, from Eta 2 deg 29, from Pi 6 deg 43, and from D 4 deg 57. This was only partially known to me at the time that Halley has observed a nebulous star in Hercules, and later I read in the Philosophical Transactions of the year 1716 that he had observed it in the year 1714 between Eta and Zeta at about 236 deg ecliptical longitude, and 57 deg northern ecliptical latitude. Therefore, it has to been assumed that this must be the same one. Meanwhile, Halley writes that the nebula is a bit closer to the star Zeta than to Eta, as I now find that it is situated much closer to the star Eta than to Zeta. I don't know another reason responsible for this remarkable difference than a typing error at Halley, or his inaccurate estimate of the position given by longitude and latitude. Koeller, Koeller number 18, nebula in Hercules. Caroline Herschel, October 29, 1782, observed M13 and M37. William Herschel first observed M13 on August 22, 1779, pp. 1814. p. 275-276, reprinted in Scientific Papers, Volume 2, p. 535, May 16, 1787. 20 feet telescope, the 13th of the Guinness, M13 equals NGC 6205, is a most beautiful cluster of stars. It is exceedingly compressed in the middle and very rich. The most compressed part of it is round and is about 2 or 2.5 in diameter. The scattered stars which belong to it extend to 8 or 9, in diameter, but are irregular, asterisk, the 20 feet telescope, on account of the moderate weight of the mirror and the proportionally long wooden tube, has the great advantage that with proper precaution it may be used at any temperature. Sometimes, however, a sudden change from cold to heat towards the morning has put a stop to the observations of the night. The mirror will also preserve an excellent polish for several years, and having a second one ready to supply the place of that which is in use, the instrument may always be ready for observation. pp. 1818, p. 439, reprinted in Scientific Papers, Volume 2, p. 597, the 13th of the Canisance, M13 equals NGC 6205-1799-1805. It is plainly to be seen to the eye. 1799, 7 feet finder, very visible. 1783, 7 feet telescope, with 227 plainly resolved into stars. 1799, 10 feet telescope, with an aperture of 4 inches the stars cannot be distinguished. With 9 inches, very beautiful. 1787, 1799, 20 feet telescope, the stars belonging to the cluster extend to 8 or 9 minutes in diameter, the most compressed part about 2 or 2.5, the latter is round, the former irregular. 1805, large 10 feet telescope, a brilliant cluster all resolved into stars. The space penetrating power of this Newtonian reflector is SQRT 41*240^239^2/2 equals 75.82. By the observation of the 7 feet telescope, the profundity of this cluster is nearly of the 243D order. John Herschel, 1833, H1968, H1968 equals M13, Sweep 71, April 24th. 1827, Ra 16 H 35 meters 35.1s, NPD 53 D 12, 57, 1830.0, right ascension and north polar distance, very rich cluster, Erig figure, VL, VGMBM, stars 10.15m, of which there must be thousands, does not come up to a nucleus, has hairy looking curvilinear branches, see Fig 86. Very rich cluster, irregular figure, very large, very gradually much brighter toward the middle, stars from 10th to 15th magnitude, of which there must be thousands, does not come up to a nucleus, has hairy looking curvilinear branches, see Fig 86, Sweep the 28th of, May 9th, 1826, Ra 16 H 35 meters 36.2s, NPD 53 D 12, 39. 1830.0, a regio with scattered stars in streaky masses and lines, excessively condensed, to a perfect blaze, asterisk S11, 20 meters, 7, or 8, diameter, most magnificent object, the state of compression indicates a globular form not much denser at the center, irregularly round with scattered stars in streaky masses and lines, excessively condensed, to a perfect blaze, stars from 11th to 20th magnitude, 7, or 8, diameter, most magnificent object, the state of compression indicates a globular form not much denser at the center, Sweep 72, April 27th, 1827, Ra 16 H 35 meters 39.7s, NPD 53 D 12, 45, 1830.0, a very fine and striking object. But nothing to add to the description of SW71, Smythe, DLXXXV585, M13, DLXXXV13,000,000 Herculi, R16 H35 meters 58s, DEC N36 D45.8 mean epoch of observation, 1836.62 August 1836, with a drawing, a large cluster, or rather ball of stars, on the left buttock of Hercules, between Zeta and Eta, the place of which is differentiated from Eta Herculi, from which it lies south, a little westly, and 3.5 distant, this superb object blazes up in the center, and has numerous outliers around its attenuated disk. It was accidentally hit upon by Halley, who says, this is but a little patch, but it shows itself to the naked eye, when the sky is serene, and the moon absent. The same paper, in describing this as the sixth and last of the nebulae known in 1716, wisely admits, there are undoubtedly more of these which have not yet come to our knowledge. Ere half a century passed, Messier contributed his 80 or 90 in the catalogue of 103, and before the close of that century W. H. William Herschel, alone had added to the above six, no fewer than 2500, and his son, in re-examining these, added 520 more. In my own refractor its appearance was something like the annexed diagram, but I agree with Dr. Nicol, that no plate can give a fitting representation of this magnificent cluster. It is indeed truly glorious, and enlarges on the eye by studying gazing. Perhaps, adds the doctor, no one ever saw it for the first time through a telescope. Without uttering a shout of wonder, this brilliant cluster was discovered by Halley in 1714, and 50 years afterwards it was examined by M. Messier, with his 4-foot Newtonian, under a power of 60, and described as round, beautiful, and brilliant. But, ferret, as he was in these matters, he adds, je me suis assuré qu'elle ne contient aucune étoile. This is rather startling, since the slightest optical aid enables the eye to resolve it into an extensive and magnificent mass of stars, with the most compressed part densely compacted and wedged together under unknown laws of aggregation. In 1787, Sir William Herschel pronounced it a most beautiful cluster of stars, exceedingly compressed in the middle, and very rich. It has been recently viewed in the Earl of Ross's new and powerful telescope, when the components were more distinctly separated, and brighter, than had been anticipated, and there were singular fringed appendages to the globular figure, branching out into the surrounding space, so as to form distinct marks among the general outliers. John Herschel, General Catalogue, GC 4230. GC 4230 equals H 1968 equals M 13, Halley, Ra 16 H 36 meters 41.2s, NPD 53 D 16, 19.4, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, Glob, CL, EB, VRI, VGECM, St. 11, 2014 observations by W. and J. Herschel. Very remarkable, globular cluster, extremely bright, very rich, very gradually extremely compressed toward the middle, stars from 11th to 20th magnitude, remark, figures in PT 33 JH 1833, plate VI, fig 86, PT 61 Lord Ross 1861, plate XX VIII, fig 33, Huggins further observations on the spectra of some nebulae, with a mode of determining the brightness of these bodies, Phil, Trans, Roysock, Volume 156, 1866, p. 381-397, here p. 389, no GC, 4231-968-H13-RA16-H36-41S.2, NPD53-D16-19.4, cluster. Extremely bright, spectrum of the central blaze continuous, spectrum ends abruptly in the orange. The light of the brighter part is not uniform, probably it is crossed either by bright lines or by lines of absorption. Dreyer, 1877, Volume VIII of the Annals of the Observatory of Harvard College, which was received at Baker Castle in the summer 1877, contains lithographs from drawings by Mr. Tugelot of the following nebulae. GC 116,031, PL 33, 1179,042, PL 24, Woodbury type, 4230,013, and 4294,092, place 25, 4355,020, place 32, 4447,057, place 34, 4532,027. Place 35, Dreyer, NGC 6205, NGC 6205 equals GC 4230 equals H 1968, Halley 1714, Million 13, Ra 16 H 36 meters 40s, NPD 53 D 16.3, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, Glob, CL, EB, VRI, VGECM, St. 11, equals M13 very remarkable globular cluster, extremely bright, very rich, very gradually extremely compressed toward the middle, stars of 11th magnitude and fainter, remark, figures in PT 33 JH 1833, plate XVI, fig 86, PT 61 Lord Ross 1861, plate XXVIII, fig 33, H.C. Winlock and Trouvelot, Annals of Harvard College Observatory, Volume VI, Plate 25. Curtis descriptions of 762 nebulae and clusters photographed with the Crossley reflector. PUBL, Lycabs, number 13, part 1, P9, 42, and GC6205, RA equals 16:38.1, DEC equals plus 36:39, PUBL, Lycabs, volume VIII, plate 53, M13, the great cluster in Hercules 10SN, content car as if sets. Students for the Exploration and Development of Space, accessed September 20, 2007. Text to MP3 by SpokenText.net. Quick and Dirty complied by John-Morris.net. This recording was created using Spoken Text, the free online text-to-audio converter. To learn more about Spoken Text, visit www.spokentext.net.